This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You don't want to go to the Akhirah with the debt of a sin of zina. Because what happens is this. You get to the Akhirah, you've got two things that will happen. And please notice that the Akhirah is going to have one of two things for you. It's either going to have straight up punishment, or it's going to have straight up rewards and a blissful life. One of the two, you don't get nothing in between, right? In a long hadith of Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a dream with Jibreel alayhi salam, and he saw a whole huge pot, and that pot had fire inside it. There were naked men and women inside it. They were being burnt so fiercely that they were being tossed up and coming back straight into the pot, tossed up and into the pot. And they're screaming. And the Prophet ﷺ later on inquired, "What did I see here, Jibreel?" Jibreel ﷺ said, "These are the men and the women of your ummah that have committed zina, that have committed the haram act." Okay? Now, what's the opposite? And I'm telling you, there's going to be people here sitting here right now who've got haram relationships going on. There's a simple thing. Look, it's either black or white in the Akhirah. Either you're heading for punishment or you're heading for this other side, which is what? Which is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that on the Day of Judgment, a person who said in the world, who was in the world, and he had a woman who said to him, "Come on, let's do it." A woman of beauty, a woman of good lineage. She said, "Come on, let's do it." And he said, "Inni akhafullah, I fear Allah." Or she did that with a man. She said, "I fear Allah." And they never went to that act. Because of that, Allah will call them on the Day of Judgment. He will put them under His throne on the Day of Judgment. The only shade that exists on that day. And they will be honored in the presence of the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. So you choose which pathway you want to go to. If you have had a haram relationship, if you've done something haram, you better do tawbah. Just seek forgiveness. Because it's very serious once you die. So don't risk it. Just for a biscuit. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, just for a biscuit, don't risk it.